Hello, students. Welcome to our today's lesson. This is English language for those in JS3. I'm your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Stay tuned. As you're going through this audio, please, I would like you to first of all go through the text, the typewritten work before this audio, because the audio is just explanation of what is illustrated or shown in the text for easy understanding. Our topic today is stress, that is under spoken English, stress. Before we go on, we'd like to begin by giving definition of stress. Stress simply means emphasis. Emphasis, the word emphasis should be underlined. Emphasis placed on a syllable of a word. Stress means emphasis placed on a syllable of a word. Syllable should equally underline. Stress can equally be on words in speaking, or that is in sentences. That is emphasis placed on word, or emphasis placed on words in a sentence. So what do we mean by syllable? A syllable is simply a unit of human speech. A unit of human speech. That is sound, which can either be a single sound, a combination of sounds, which can either be a single sound or combination of words, sounds. A syllable usually consists of one or more vowel sounds, which is either alone or combined with one or more consonant sounds. For example, in a word like controversy, controversy, it is made up of four syllables. Con, which is combination of C-O-N, that is K, on, K, being consonant, or being a vowel, na, being a consonant, tro, tu, ru, o, and va, vo, a, then si, sun, e, controversy. That's four syllables. So, if a word has more than one syllable, you give stress to one of the syllables. If a word has more than one syllable, you expect it to give stress to one of the words syllables. Remember, we said emphasis placed on a syllable of a word. So in a situation where you have a word of more than one syllable, emphasis should be placed on one of the syllables by making its words longer or louder. Give stress to one of the syllables by making it longer or louder. For example, in words like emphasis and emphatic, as you can see in the notes above, in emphasis, three of an emphatic, two of them have three syllables. But emphasis is stressed on the first syllable, which is shown with capital letter. I hope you can see it on the notes. It's shown with capital letter. Stressed on the first syllable, E-M, is written in capital letter. Why emphatic? Emphatic is stressed on the second syllable, fa. So while listening, you can find out that in the first one, emphasis, stress falls on the first syllable. In the second one, emphatic, stress falls on the second syllables. I hope you are with me, dear street students. Okay, let's proceed. Let's now talk about words of different syllables. How to stress words of different syllables. First and foremost, stress in two-syllable words. I hope you can see it in your note. Stress in two-syllable words. What do we mean by two-syllable words? Just as the name implies, they are words with just two syllables. Words that have just two syllables. For words of these syllables, that's two syllables, the stress of these words varies. Their stress varies according to the words, past or speech, which they belong. Their stress varies according to the past or speech which they belong. Let's have a look at the notes. You can see examples of words of two syllables like cabin, angel, gentle, refuse, female, and other words. So how do we know where to stress them? As we have already said, their stress varies according to the past of speech these words belong to. For example, two-syllable nouns and adjectives. If that word is a noun or an adjective, it has its stress on the first syllable. Two-syllable nouns and adjectives have stress on the first word, syllable. Why most two-syllable verbs have their own stress on the second syllable? For nouns and adjectives, first syllable. For verbs with two syllables, last, second syllable. For example, as you can see in your notes, we have nouns like country, nation, angel, hero, shadow, refuse, present, advice. These are examples of nouns with two syllables. And you can see, with capital letters in your notes, they are used to identify where the stress was at the first syllables. Then for examples of adjectives of two syllables, we have active, factual, absent, nasty, gentle, recent, nervous, joyous. You can hear the loudness of my voice in the second syllable. Then for verbs of two syllables, which we said that the stress falls on the second syllable, we have it cajole, decide, pretend, rejoice, parade, refuse, present, advise. Remember the last three words. As a noun, we pronounce it refuse. As a verb, refuse. Present. Advice. So take note of them. These are how they are being pronounced. Now, remember that in everything, there are some exceptional rules. So what are we trying to explain? Apart from these general rules mentioned, that nouns and verbs of two-syllable words are stressed on the first syllable. Nouns and adjectives of two-syllable words are stressed on first syllable. Why verbs of two-syllable words are stressed on the second syllable? There are some exceptional cases. There are what? Some exceptional cases. That is, some two-syllable nouns and adjectives have stress on the second syllable instead of first syllable. But we say generally, mostly, it is on first one. So it's just few. Why there are equally some two-syllable verbs that have their own stress on the first syllable, few, instead of the second syllable in a general way. Example, let's look at, I hope you are with your eyes are on your notes on the screen. Nouns and adjectives with stress on the second syllable. Nouns and adjectives with stress on the second syllable. Example. Can you. Idea. These are nouns. Then for adjective, asleep. Asleep. Alone. Alone. These are examples of adjectives with their stress on the second syllables. Then for verbs with stress on the first level, we have listen, listen, capture, sovereign, threaten, and other ones. Now, this is all about the stress in two syllable words. Now, let's proceed to stress in three syllable words. Three syllable words, as you can see, are words that have three syllables. Here, the main or the primary stress usually falls on the first syllable, on the first word syllable, or the second syllable, but sometimes on the third syllable. So there is no particular rule guiding where the stress of words of three syllable words can fall. Sometimes it falls at first syllable, sometimes at second syllable, sometimes at third word syllable. So it just needs a cordial mastery. Just master it so that you know when it's supposed to be at the first, at second, or at the third. Practice it very well. So let's look at some of the examples of words of three syllables that has first level stress. That their first levels are what? Stress. Have principle. Principle. Educate. Educate. Radical. Radical. Captivate. Captivate. Fabulous. Fabulous. You can hear that the first syllable always goes up higher and louder and equally longer to show the stress. Now look at second syllable stress, still on your screen. Important. Important. Believer. Believer. Abandon. Abandon. Ferocious. Ferocious. Civilian. Civilian. Then third syllable stress. Abstain. Abstain. Cigarette. Cigarette. Understand. Understand. 17. 17. So that is on the last word, third syllable. Okay, remember that when we're talking about the meaning of stress, we quickly identify that it can be on the syllable, it can be on the whole word. So when do we have a stress on the whole word? This now calls for what we call sentence stress, as you can see on your screen. Sentence word stress. As we have already mentioned at the beginning of the lesson, sentences have a stress pattern known as what? Sentence stress. That is when a sentence is altered or made in the English language, some words in that sentence are normally pronounced more loudly than others. When some words in that sentence are pronounced more loudly than others, we call said as there is sentence word stress. As a result of this, the words that are pronounced loudly are said to be what? Stressed. Are said to be what? Stressed. While others that are not pronounced loudly are unstressed. So the stressed words are those that are pronounced loudly in a sentence, while unstressed ones are those that are not pronounced loudly. Just like syllable words, there are equally some words that are usually stressed in a sentence. Just like when we're talking about syllables, stressing of syllables, there are equally some words that are usually stressed in a sentence. And they are as follows. Words like nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, WH questions. I know you know, I believe you know what we mean by WH questions. WH questions, quantifiers like any, much, many, one. Demonstratives like this, that, these, those. And negative auxiliaries. Negative auxiliaries, words like aren't, don't, didn't. They are negative auxiliaries. They usually receive stress. They are usually stressed in a sentence. I take it again. Nouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, WA questions, quantifiers, demonstratives, and negative auxiliaries are usually stressed in what? A sentence. Let's take some examples. One, as you can see it on your screen, don't give her. Don't give her. If you can follow my voice, you see that don't and give goes higher and longer and loudly than her. Don't is what? A negative auxiliary. Give is a verb, but her is a what? A pronoun. Number two, how well did he perform? How well did he perform? You can see that how is a WH question, well, an adverb, then perform, written in capital letter, is a verb. That is why they are written in capital letter. They are the ones that receive the word stress. Number three, he played very well. He played very well. He is in small letter, played. Very and well are written in capital letter to show the stress. Played is a verb, very, and what? Adverb, why, well, another adverb. They are the ones that receive the stress. So from these three examples given above, or the illustrations, we can find out that prepositions, articles, auxiliaries, pronouns, possessives, and conjunctions are not what? Stress. These are what we mean by unstressed. The ones that are what? Not stressed. They are all unstressed. They are called unstressed what? Syllables. So what are we trying to explain? In summary, a stress simply means the emphasis placed on a syllable of a word or on a word in a sentence. That is the simple meaning of a word, stress. Again, we should know that we have words of different syllables. And for words of two syllables, like nouns, nouns and adjectives of two syllables, that the stress falls on the first syllable. While verbs of two syllables, the stress falls on the second syllable. But there are, these are general rules. Where there we have, we probably have exceptional rules to the general words. Exception to the general rules includes some words, few words, not all, few words, that is nouns and adjectives, that receives their stress at the second syllable, while verbs now receive at the words first syllable. So try as much as you can to master such words, since they are very few. Then, for the three syllable words, the first and second and third syllable can receive the word stress depending on the word ending sometimes, not all the time. So try as much as you can to study them too, to know when it is at the first, at the second, and the third word syllable. Then for the sentence stress words, there are words that are normally stressed. Words that are normally word stress are called stress syllables. They include noun, verb, adjectives, adverb, WH questions, quantifiers, demonstratives, and negative auxiliaries. Why the unstressed syllables, that is words that are not stressed, are prepositions, articles, auxiliaries, pronouns, possessives, and conjunctions. Remember, this is just for sentence stress. Thank you and God bless you. I would like you to have you are going to have your assignment. Just study very well and know what you're expected to do. Where you are asked to write some words in the correct column according to their stress word pattern. write some words. That's the first question. You see it in the screen too. Write some words according to, in the curriculum, according to their stress word patterns. Second one says, okay, these words, the words are, one, the first one is what? Persuade. You are going to do it in column. That is, apt, the second one, up to the ones that have the same stress pattern should be in the same column. Persuade, afternoon, territory, advice, national, adjacent, 17, European, clumsy, understand, 21, suddenly, garage, obtain, delay. I'll take it again. Write the following words in the correct column according to their stress word pattern. In the correct column according to their stress word pattern. That is, the ones that have the same stress pattern should be in one column. Maybe first syllable stress, second syllable stress, third syllable stress. According to their stress word pattern. That is what is needed. So group it by yourself. We have first level stress, colon 1, colon 2, second level stress, and colon 3, third level stress. So these words are to be placed under each of the columns according to their stress pattern. 1, persuade. 2, afternoon. 3, territory. 4, advice. 5, national. Next, adjacent. Next, 17. Next, European. Next, clumsy. Understand. 21, suddenly. Garage. Obtain. Delay. I hope you got them. That's number one question. Then for number two, you are asked to use capital letter to indicate distressed words in the following sentences. Use capital letter to indicate distressed words in the following sentences, just as I did in the examples when we're talking under sentence stress. Use capital letters to indicate distressed words in the following examples. 1. A. What is your name? What is your name? You should be able to know words that are supposed to be stressed, the parts of speech that are supposed to be stressed. So use capital letter to indicate them. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? A. Okay. B. It's hot and humid. It's hot and humid. C. Write him a letter. Write him a letter. D. The food is hot. The food is hot. E. Shut the door. Shut the door. I take it again. Number two, use capital letter to indicate distressed words in the following sentences. A. What's your name? B. It's hot and humid. C. Write him a letter. D. The food is hot. E. Shut the door. Shut the door. Thank you and remain blessed.